Chapter 5, A Man with No Morals. Professor Higgins and Colonel Pickering were sitting by the fire when Mrs. Pierce returned to the room.
"Is the girl clean yet?"
asked Higgins.
"Yes, sir,"
replied Mrs. Pierce.
"But I'm afraid we have another problem now. There's a Mr. Alfred Doolittle here to see you. He says you have his daughter."
"Very well, send the man in,"
said Higgins resolutely. Mrs. Pierce left the room and, when she returned, she was followed by an elderly man in extremely dirty clothes. Alfred Doolittle was a dustman, but he did not seem to feel uncomfortable in a rich man's home. He looked at the two gentlemen as he entered the room.
"Professor Higgins?"
he asked.
"Here,"
said Higgins.
"Do sit down."
Alfred sat in a large armchair, as if he was used to such comfort.
"I come about a very serious matter,"
he said.
"I want my daughter."
"Of course you do,"
said Higgins.
"You're her father, aren't you? And I don't imagine anyone else wants her. She's upstairs. Take her away at once."
This was not the reaction Alfred had expected. He stood up, startled.
"What do you mean?"
he asked.
"Well, I'm not going to keep your daughter for you,"
said Higgins.
"Take her away. How dare you come here and try to blackmail me?"
"Blackmail you? What are you talking about?"
asked Alfred.
"You sent her here on purpose,"
said Higgins.
"You want money. I shall call the police."
He moved towards the telephone, and Alfred put out a hand to stop him.
"Now wait a second,"
cried Alfred.
"I never said nothing about money."
"Well, what else have you come here for?"
asked Higgins.
"How did you know she was here?"
"I'll tell you if you'll only let me get a word in,"
said Alfred.
"I'm willing to tell you. I'm wanting to tell you. I'm waiting to tell you."
"Listen, Pickering,"
Higgins said, turning to the colonel.
"This man has a natural gift for public speaking. Alfred, do go on with your story."
"Well,"
continued Alfred,
"Eliza sent a boy for her things, and I met him on the street. He told me where she was, so I come here to find out what was going on."
"I see,"
said Higgins.
"Well, you can take her away now."
"Now hold on,"
said Alfred.
"I like you, and I can see that you're a gentleman. I'm sure we can come to an arrangement. After all, what's £5 to you and what's Eliza to me?"
"You mean you would sell your daughter to us?"
cried Pickering.
"Have you no morals?"
"I can't afford morals,"
said Alfred.
"Nor could you if you was as poor as me. Morals are for the rich."
Professor Higgins walked to the desk and picked up his wallet.
"We shall give the man £5, Pickering. And we shall write to Professor Wonnefeller, the famous professor of morality. We shall tell him that if he ever wants a man to lecture on morality amongst the poorer classes, he should send for Mr. Alfred Doolittle."